Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Hey, Jill, have you ever ghosted someone on Facebook or Instagram?
I don't think intentionally. Yeah. I actually have ghosted a friend request from my great aunt on Facebook.
Bold. That's bold. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, though, like old people and their Facebooks, I don't need that energy in my life.
Fair. That's fair. I feel the same way. I don't intentionally ghost people, but sometimes I don't look at my requests for like a year. Like I looked at my requests the other day and I had like 8 message requests from people over like I think one was as early as like 2019. And yeah. I was like, damn.
God damn. Yeah. Instagram, it's a little less. I just sometimes just won't follow them back.
Ooh. Bold. I like that.
And I'm just like, bye. I sometimes I'm just like, I don't care. I don't need that.
Like, you can watch me. I'm not going to watch you. And that's fine.
Right. But like, have you ever done like a Facebook friend cleanse or like an Instagram followers and like deleted people?
Oh, I haven't on Facebook because I feel like I keep my Facebook pretty tight. But I think there's times I won't do like an actual cleanse, but I'll see someone in like the feed and I'll be like, ooh, that's not my vibe. Not feeling that anymore. And I'll unfriend them. But Instagram, I do kind of often because if you go to your followers, you can see like least participated with or something. And every once in a while, I'll just go through and be like, I don't need any of y'all.
No, thank you. Yeah. We have an age difference, Carly. Like we are.
What?
Like 100 years apart.
100 years apart. You heard it here first, folks.
I am 100 years old. Thank you. And Carly is a baby.
Jill is an elder millennial and I am a young millennial.
You're probably a little Gen Z. Let's be real.
How dare you? I'm on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp of elder millennial though too. But anyway.
I saw a meme and it was like the millennial goes to 1995 and Gen Z starts at like 1998 and I'm 96. So like anyone in the middle is a certified member of the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Well, you and Fergie have it together.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious. You'll make it wasty, whatever. I don't know.
What is this episode so far?
It's a great episode. But anyway, so what I was getting to before we talked about being a member of the Black Eyed Peas for Carly, I started Facebook like right when it came out, like when it was like you had to have a .edu email to join it and all that fun jazz because I'm old. Thank you, Carly, for making
it. So you just admitted to the viewers that you are a dinosaur.
I am a dinosaur. Thank you.
This episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Master Training by Carly Tico. Are you ready to hire a VA or outsource in your ever-growing business but not sure how? Grab this in-depth masterclass where I teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. Grab it today at the link in the show notes for only $11.
But anyway, so I am a dinosaur and I had Facebook like when it started. And so it was all about like collecting those Facebook friends. It was like what it was for me and going, yeah. Like, so I would like friend request everybody, accept everybody's friend request, and like just like wanting to know.
Even if you didn't like know the person?
Most of the people I knew. It was like everyone I went to high school with, everyone I went, you know, to college with, like if I had classes with them.
And when you say everyone, you mean everyone. You're like, everyone. I saw you across the school one time, probably.
I peeped at you and we made eye contact briefly. So let's accept this friend request. And then it was like back in the poking wars when that was a big thing.
The poking wars.
So where you just want to get that poking count up. But anyway, so like I've definitely gone through it a lot of different times of like going through and looking and being like, oh, I want to like unfriend this person or like I have no need in this or like. It also got to the point where it's like I'd meet somebody drunkenly at the bar. We'd be friends on Facebook and then like never speak again. And then it'd be like, why is this random person coming up on my Facebook feed all the time? So
You're like, what is, who is this person?
Right. So like, usually I have a rule that if I see a group picture and I can't pick out who I know, I delete that person. Because
that's a good rule.
It's happened to me so many times. And sometimes I would do it when like, I feel like now it's so hard to find out whose birthday it is on Facebook, unless you're like, I can't find it on my phone anymore to see whose birthday it is. Like when I'm on the Facebook app, but like I would for a while, like if it was your birthday and I don't talk to you, or if you didn't wish me a happy birthday, cause I'm that petty bitch, I would delete you too. But like, I also forget it all the time. So like, I've stopped doing that cause I feel like that was rude, but I've done that. And yeah, I've definitely done a lot of cleanses on Facebook. And like, what really got me thinking about this is because like, so there's been one person who like I went to high school with, and I thought we were like, okay, friends, like we weren't besties, but like we hung out, we talked, whatever. And like, I tried to friend request her. And then like, I realized it was like friend request again. Like, so she denied my friend request. And I felt like a lot of feelings about this. But then I had to like sit and think, and I'm like, okay, like being my friend had brings her no joy, which is fine. Like, I've definitely unfriended people because of the same thing. And like, yeah, it's kind of shitty because like we went to high school together. We graduated. We have like a billion mutual friends. So like, I definitely, we see each other interacting on the different things, but like, I definitely took me a minute to be like, you know what? That's her. If that's how she wants to live her life and like, doesn't like good on her. Like, that's cool. And cause like, I've definitely done the exact same thing.
Damn. That's fair. Maybe she was having these feelings of, you don't bring me joy right now.
Right.
And that's okay.
It's totally cool. I probably don't bring a lot of people joy right now, which is totally fine doing.
You bring me joy.
Thank you, Carly. You bring me joy too.
Thank you, Jill.
Besties. But yeah, and I've also like gotten into that like bad habit of feeling guilty and like, I really, like this person doesn't bring me joy, but like, I don't want to like delete them because I'm afraid I'm going to see them again and like have to explain why we're not Facebook friends anymore. So I just kind of like unfollow them and I'm like, I've got to see you anymore.
I love the unfollow button on Facebook.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we can still be friends, but I don't care about your content.
Or you can take a pause from someone. That's a really good one that I do often, is like, take a pause from this person. And it's like, I just need like a 30-day cleanse from you.
I just need 30 days to reappreciate our friendship away from you. I just need that 30 days.
Basically.
Near you. Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's definitely a bunch of different ways to do it, but I just also want to put out there that it's okay. Like, it's totally fine. It's okay to not accept it.
Permission to ignore that friend request. Permission to ghost.
Permission to ghost.
Permission to ghost. I love that. Yeah, I have a client that I've been working with for a while, and she has, like, quote unquote, a physical, like, in-person job that she goes to. And then her business that I work with her with is like her side hustle. And we were talking about it the other day, and she was saying that someone at her like in-person job followed her Instagram, and it made her uncomfortable because she was like, I don't want them to like use this against me in this physical job or in this in-person job, you know? And so we deleted him. We blocked him and was like, we don't need your kind of energy in this. And, you know?
Yeah. I went through that recently, and like, I also have a physical job and a side hustle, and like, I went through and did the same thing, and I deleted all the people because I did friend request some people before. And then I was like truly thinking about it, and I was like, I don't know, like, is it just me trying to like go back to my like collecting all, gotta catch them all, you know, the Pokemon, collecting all these friends, like, do I have to have that? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it too much. So I went through it and was like, you know what? They're work friends. Like, we don't really interact, especially because like, this is like a side pause. This is how it is talking to me in real life. Carly knows. Like, I definitely just like go off on my tangents. But like, I work remotely. So like, a lot of these people I don't see on a regular basis. Like, they live in a different state in the United States. I don't see them. I'll never see them. Like, and the likelihood of me going to that state and like seeing that person is like very slim to absolutely none. So I was like, you know what? Bye. Like, I really don't need this in my life right now.
That's so fair. And I think it's really important to remember that just because you aren't connected on social media doesn't mean you're like deleted them from your life, you know? And I think that really affects like family members too. Like you're allowed to delete family members from social media. They don't need to see everything that's going on.
Right. That was also hard because it's like, I'm pretty sure my family is like, we're big. We have a lot of us and they all chat about stupid shit. And like, I get it. Maybe my family's listening. So now you know how I truly feel. I love you all. But like sometimes I don't need that like extra shit that you're going to talk about to my grandma and then like get to my mom to get to me because that's always the train that it goes. My grandma heard it from somebody who then she told my mom and my mom tells me. So it's like, I don't need that all the time either. Like, and it's okay. Like, you don't have to agree with everything I do. And like, I don't have to agree with everything you do. Like, we're family. I will see you and I will give you hugs and kisses at holidays. And like, I love you, but it doesn't mean that I want to like see your memes that you think is funny that is like putting down millennials because you don't understand. Like, I just don't need to see that. Like, I don't need to see that in my life.
That's so fair. I actually have a friend who it's like against social norms because everyone's like you said, with Facebook, you got to catch them all. And like the goal with Instagram is to get as many followers as possible. And not so much anymore because they've added the link to like, you can do a link in your story for everyone. But that used to be like you needed 10,000 followers or more before they'd give it to you. So it was like, everyone was like, need to get 10,000 so I can get the link option.
Yeah.
But she would actually remove followers that didn't align. Like if somebody followed her and she was like, you aren't aligned, she would go through and like delete them from her followers.
I like that. I've done that, honestly. And this is petty Jill's coming out again. And like, you're all just knowing who I am. But like, realistically, Carly knows the story because I just told her it the other day. But like, I posted a picture of my dog and like posted like one of those swipe things. And like, I love my dog. My dog is my baby. Like, he's adorable. He's a German Shepherd, full German Shepherd, beauty.
Shout out Rogan.
Shout out Rogie Bear. I love you. He's like right here too. He's looking out the window right now. But like, he literally will like get compliments from like when we're on walks with him. People will like, we literally were driving with him one day and a car pulled up next to us and like rolled down his window to be like, you have a beautiful dog. Like that's, like, I love my dog, but like, I love him. He's spoiled to all get out. And so when I posted this like photo of him this one time and I had that like swipey bar, which like the hard eyes.
Was it a story?
Yeah.
Oh, like an Instagram story?
Yeah. And so thank you for clarifying it for everybody. My Instagram story. And like there were two people that didn't like it all the way. Like they just like put it a little bit and I unfollowed them immediately. I was like, I don't need you in my life if you're going to think about this. Because they also post a lot of pictures of their dogs too. And I get it. But like, I can agree that all dogs are adorable and I love them all. That's fine.
But A-D-A-B, all dogs are beautiful.
Exactly. All dogs are beautiful. But yeah, so like petty me was like, you don't align in my life anymore. And they're like,
we don't need this negative.
Right? And it's like, I don't need you in my life if that's how you're going to act.
That's so true. That's so true. We don't need that negativity in our lives. If you don't like Rogan.
Get out of here if you don't like him. Just kidding.
Basically. I think it's something really important too to remember is like, not only are, if you're cutting them off your social media, you're not cutting them out of your life, just social media, which is such a small part of your life. And just because you're friends with them before doesn't mean you have to be friends with them now.
Right.
People change.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's
people grow and people change. And just because you knew them in high school doesn't mean you have to continue to be friends with them if you haven't talked since high school.
Right. And I have this conversation all the time about like friendships and stuff, especially with clients and that have like recently moved. I was like, first of all, it is hard as F to like make a friend in your 20s and 30s. Like, so difficult. Because like, where do you make friends at? School, when you have like that in common. Work, when you have that in common. Like, it's hard to just like go out and like befriend humans. Like, it's really tough. So
that's so true.
So like, I get it, but like at the same time, like, we all grow in different ways and, you know, we learn about ourselves in different aspects. And like, honestly, like, there are so many friends that I have where it's like, you know, I've valued our friendship 100% like over the years. Like we've had ebbs and flows in our friendship. We've had gone times where we stopped talking and we talked again. And, you know, you were there for me during hard times. I was there for you during hard times. Like we supported each other. But like, if you don't support my life now, like I don't need you in my life anymore then. Like if you don't support my choices and like what's going on in my life, like we don't have to agree on everything either. I think that's like a big point of it too, of like, we have to, you know, everyone has to align in everything. And like everybody's views need to be exactly the same as everybody else's. It's like, no, like I can respect if you decide to like, you know, pick this, like pick pink and I pick blue. Or like if you pick green and I pick green. So like I would pick green too. But you know what I mean? Like we don't have to have everything exactly the same. And like we can go on our separate ways. But like I truly value you as a human, as a friend. And like, I valued our time together, but like we can still not have to see that on each other's social media pages if that's what's gonna cause a rift in like this friendship or like any type of turmoil, which like I don't need or want. I'm sure you could say the same thing. Like we don't need that shit.
So true. So true and so good. And such a good point of like, yeah, you don't need that negativity in your life. You can just unfollow someone for 30 days, that cleanse, come back to it, full body spiritual cleanse,
that juice cleanse from that friend.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and it's like, it's so true. And, you know, it's not about that friendship either. Like, I feel like, so like, because a lot of times too, like what annoys me is like when the person's social media persona and like how they are when you like actually interact with them in real life is so different. Like I have one friend who does that a lot and like they'll say shit to me like because we've been friends forever and I'm like, but then they like post on social media about like all this like positivity stuff or whatever. Like their social media persona is definitely not who they are 24/7. And it just annoys me because it's like they get all these people are like, you're such a great person. I'm like, but are they? I'm like, sometimes, but they also like have bad days too, which is okay. You're allowed to have those bad days.
Everyone has bad days.
Right. And it's like, but that like annoys me so much. So I'm like, why are you fake? Why are you fake for social media? Like that gets me too. And I think that's why sometimes I'm like, gotta go.
Totally. I think a really good point too is like, you can unfriend someone on Instagram, but still have them on Facebook or vice versa, unfriend them on Facebook, but still follow them on Instagram kind of thing. So it really depends on like what social media you value and how you want to keep it. Cause I know I get a lot of friend requests as someone who posts that I'm an entrepreneur on Facebook. I get a lot of friend requests from quote entrepreneurs, which is great. And if you're into that, that's awesome. But it's not my vibe. I like to keep my Facebook like personal, you know, and I keep it with like my personal friends and family and that kind of stuff. I have like a Facebook page that you can follow. Or my Instagram is really big. Like I follow back on Instagram. That's my thing. But like, I like to keep my Facebook like a personal one. If you want to keep your Facebook a vibe or you want to keep your Instagram personal, you can always start a new profile for your newfound business. If you want to get into like entrepreneurship or you started a business.
Yeah.
You could always keep a personal one and then have like a business one. I know Jill has a personal and a business Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just call you out there.
You
don't find her personal.
Don't find me. No, I know. But I started posting a lot with like Wiley Balance. I'm pretty sure I shared my coaching one before on my personal Instagram. But like now people are like starting to follow it because they like are seeing more. And it's like, oh, so now you want to be my friend? Who does? But no, it's like, and that's totally fine. And like, I enjoy it. And it's so like, I just did it too, because it's like, I know I'm going to be posting a lot more like coaching content and I didn't want to like call that up with my personal one. That's just basically like photos and like stupid shit that I just like send friends and stuff. And that's where I follow all like the people I want to follow and like where I can like kind of curate it more on my coaching one of like, you know, other coaches and like entrepreneurs and like stuff that I really just want to like focus in on too.
Totally. I think there's no problem in like starting a new profile. I think alternatively, if you want to keep it the same, there's also no shame in transitioning your personal one into a business one,
right?
Which is what I did. And then like if people follow you who aren't ideal and who aren't aligned, they'll drop off as they please, you know? Yeah. Like I just started posting on my Instagram consistently for my business, like this year, basically. Early or late last year, I started posting consistently. Before that, it was like basically just a personal Instagram account with the occasional entrepreneurial quote.
I'm admittedly so bad about consistently posting on both. Like, I'm going to pull it up right now because I want to, we can laugh together at this. Like, I just posted on my personal Instagram. I'll post stories. Like, I'm good about that. Like, I can post stories galore, but like, on my personal one, I just posted on like January 18th, right? And it was a picture of me and my partner and like just basically like my favorite photo of my favorite person, blah, blah, blah. So it came up in a memo.
Aww.
Before that though, so that was January 18th, 2022. My last post was December 25th, 2020. Like I didn't post at all in 2021. I was like, no.
Oh, damn.
But then I like, but that's because I like started posting a little bit more on my like coach account and like I had more, you know, posting in there. But even then, like it's very inconsistent and like it's just so time consuming, which is why outsourcing, if you listen to our previous podcast a few episodes back, it's so important. Yeah. And like, so it's totally cool to also not post consistently and post like what you need and do with it what you need. And I think that's the thing too. It's like social media. It's so different for so many people, and that's okay. It's okay to be different. But it's also,
I feel like social media too is always changing, and like the algorithms are always changing. And like Instagram just moved from a photo sharing app to a video sharing app, and like all these things. And it's like, just do what you like to do, man.
Right.
Just make it your bitch. Make social media your bitch. Do what you want to do.
Make it your bitch. You heard it here first from Carly.
We posted our podcast as explicit, so now we need to really dive into that.
We got to really go in. Go in deep. Go in deep. That's what she said. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, and I think, like, it's okay. And I think right now it's okay to, you know, not accept that friend request from that family member that makes us family gatherings miserable. It's okay to delete them. Permission to delete those people, those family members that make those gatherings miserable. Permission to just go through that Facebook and delete those people that you don't want on your feed. Or block them or, you know, unfollow them or whatever. But like, it's okay to do that. It's okay to make it so that you can block them from all your posts too if you don't want them to. Because I had that happen where I had one friend, there weren't even a friend. We were co-workers in like a fucking summer job together. Like, but he started just like posting the dumbest shit on my posts, like making the stupidest comments just to start shit. And I was like, why? What's the fucking point of this?
Bye.
Right. I was like, no. So like, it's okay for that. And like, cause I get it. I get that deleting family members is going to be hard, especially because like you have to still see them most likely throughout the year. And like, for any gatherings, but it's okay to do that too. Like you don't have to see everything they do. It's totally fine.
That's so fair. And I think especially with the global pandemic that we're in, the panini panorama, whatever you want to call it.
Panoramic panini.
It's like, do things that make you happy. Hold on to things that make you happy. And if people on social media don't make you happy, goodbye.
Adios.
Gorgeous. So Jill, what does your permission slip say this week?
My permission slip is to do another Facebook cleanse. I feel like I'm overdue again. And really just like doing it that, what is it?
Marie Kondo.
What brings me joy, baby? What brings me joy is just like going through it and getting rid of some of that. What does your permission slip say, Carly?
My permission slip this week is to post whatever the fuck I want without worrying about what other people are going to think. If they don't like it, then they can unsubscribe, they can unfollow, they can block me.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So good. So good. All in all, just permission to delete those people or ghost. Permission to ghost them.
Permission to ghost. And if you're looking for someone to replace them with, Good segue.
Follow on Instagram at wiley.balance. Check out our website.
We follow back. We're fun.
We do.
You can surround yourself with good vibes with our weekly newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter. Check it out. Links on the website at wildlybalancedpodcast.com.
Make sure you rate and subscribe on whatever you're listening to us on. Please and thank you.
It helps us out so much, especially as a new and noteworthy upcoming podcast. We appreciate it. And I want to start reading if you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We may or may not shout you out in the next episode, get you some new followers.
Do it to it. You can leave your Instagram in it too, and we'll follow back.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we follow. Yes. And as always, our guest application is up on our website. So if you're a creative entrepreneur, do you like to ghost people too? Mm-hmm. If you've been ghosted, we can talk about it.
We can talk about your ghosting experience.
We'd love to interview you.
Yeah, we only take 10 guest applications per month, so I'm not sure what our count is at so far this month, but if you are able to apply, then we are accepting your application. So
get to it. Get it. Right, Rogan? He's so cute. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Have a good week, guys.